Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Three, two, one. Hey.
Hi.
Oh God, I forgot about that. Hi.
Like, this is our fifth episode. We practiced this.
I thought Ross was just doing a countdown to hit record.
No, let's get this done.
Hi.
Hi. No.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Ooh, ahoy. Will we do it again? Uh-huh.
I'll start again. I'm a professional.
Hi. So Ross, what are you up to this week?
Hi, Ross.
So I am. This is a danger episode. I'm having a colonoscopy tomorrow and I'm currently drinking a laxative, so let's make this quick. Amy, go.
So my, let's not mention your colonoscopy because no one wants to know about that, worked well,
okay,
so thank
I'm just
you.
Just drinking a laxative for fun. So
do you know what? No one needs to know, and it looks like water, so you could,
and we're not live.
No one can see us.
No one can see us. You don't have to tell the people you're drinking water. I mean, you're not. It's a laxative.
Hurry up. This is delaying everything.
Okay. So anyway, welcome back to I Read It Online Somewhere, here every week to discuss what we have read online and answer your strange and wonderful questions you probably should have asked your science teachers at school. I'm Amy and I didn't ask these questions either, but luckily for me, I'm joined by two science teachers, Andrew and Ross, who can help answer them now. So hi and welcome to season 3 episode 5 of the podcast, and this week we're all about animals, Ross?
Yeah, I'm in charge this week. So...
Oh, it's going to be a really strict episode.
Yes, it will be.
It is.
That's how I run my lessons, that's how I run everything in life. I went on a journey this week, and I started with my clickbait article of, did you know that Lassie was a boy?
The dog?
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure Lassie was a girl.
In the film and TV series, yes, it's supposed to be a female dog. But the 9 dogs that played Lassie were all male.
Why? Because they're bigger?
Yeah. And that number surprised me, the 9 dogs. So I then went and looked at other things that had lots of animals in it. And I ended up with Harry Potter. Now, we can ignore what the writer of Harry Potter is, but we can appreciate the movies for the brilliance they are. Got like a little quiz.
Right, so, I love a quiz.
So we've got a quiz. Is how many, because there was 9 lassies playing Lassie, how many animals were playing the different animals?
Well, you know, we went to the Harry Potter studios and it was Animal Magic Week.
Yeah, we got a picture with one of them.
Hedwig?
Yeah.
One of the Hedwigs.
Well, there's a clue.
How many?
So let's start with Hedwig then. How many different owls played Hedwig?
Was there not like 4? It's either like 3, 4, or 7.
I'm gonna go with 7.
I guess 4.
7. Well done, both of you.
Oh, I mean, I said a lot of numbers there. But I do remember it was either 3, 4, or 7.
All right, so their names are Gizmo, Casper, O-O, Elmo, Bandit, Oops, and Swoops. And I hope those last two are brothers.
Did you just say an owl was called O-O?
Yeah.
Do you not mean O-O?
So I learned some other stuff. So there's some shots in the movie where there's sort of views over the owl's shoulders as they're like flying around into Hogwarts and things like that. So they were filmed by flying, like the owl being on the instructor's arm and then flying into a fan and then all being green screened. So they aren't actually flying in those shots. They're just flapping their wings. While on an instructor's
arm. Okay,
Ross,
well, thank you for ruining the magic for me. Yeah. Spoiler.
Okay, so let's go. Where were other animals? Mrs. Norris, who's one of the cats owned by the
tabby cat. Oh, yeah. Cats are
nine. Tricky. Nine lives.
I reckon there's
not in that many scenes. So.
Yeah, but I bet you there's like loads of them. Four.
Andrew?
Nine.
Three.
Oh.
Considering well done, there's not much screen time. Let's try some other ones.
Scabbers, I bet you there's loads because the rats don't live very long. How long do rats live, Andrew? Like 3 years?
Four, maybe 5 years. But not too long. I mean, it's still quite long, I suppose. Not a rat.
There was a thing about rats here. Number of rats were used. I don't have a specific number of rats.
Oh, I remember.
There was also used puppet and mechanical rats as well.
Well,
Sorry, I got it here. 12 rats. Oh, wait. For scabbers.
Yeah, were
there
we allowed
goes
to guess?
Our quiz.
Oh, sorry, I got so excited at finding the number.
There you go.
Okay, toads. How many of Neville's toads are there?
Well, he kept losing them, so.
I don't think that many because one, they're not in very much, and toads like they just sit there, do they not?
Yeah, I
like
think he's two? Only got. Yeah, I'm gonna go toads? For I'm gonna go for five because he was only having a toad
five?
In the first one. Yeah.
So you think there's more toads than there are? What was the other thing? Mrs. Norris's.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go
except
two
I think there was only toads in the very first
so
film.
Why do they have different?
By
animals?
Ross's smirk, it's obviously like 20,000 toads or something.
So what? Well, maybe a sort of subsequent question. Why do they have different animals? Why is it not just one animal for Mrs. Norris?
I bet you there's a animal welfare thing that they like can't be acting for more than like an hour.
Yeah.
Nope.
Or just that they get sassy. I know that
lots of animal welfare stuff involved, but that's not the
name. Because one of the owls kept biting Daniel Radcliffe, one of the Hedwigs. That's what we got told.
Yeah, maybe.
Is it because the animals keep pooping everywhere, so they have to keep getting new animals?
Or they die?
Pooping?
No, they don't die.
Oh, that's more a bit of me.
No, so they're trained for different acting skills. Like some of them are really good at jumping. Some of them are really good at sitting there and
the
doing
toes?
Nothing.
Oh, the owls.
So you need different animals to do different parts of the acting. Because generally, if you've got one that'll sit there through a scene, that's not going to be the same one that's going to be jumping around or moving. It's one that's trained to just sit there and do nothing.
Really should go to drama school and just learn everything.
They do go to drama school. These are specially trained animals.
Animal. Animal drama school. Yeah. Amdram.
And I don't know if you've got the number of toads.
Amdram.
157.
No, four.
Oh, I said two.
So mythical beasts were not actually filmed because they're mythical.
Oh.
What?
That's a surprise.
You're really ruining Harry Potter for me here.
However, there it goes. For the centaur, they did have a horse there.
Yeah, well,
they had
is
a horse.
Half horse.
Oh, for the centaur. Oh, right. Yeah. What about the, what are those ones called? Is it trestles? Is that the table?
The ones that you can see when you're
thestrals.
Dead.
Thestrals, yeah.
No, that's a bird, no?
That's a kestrel.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, what are those things called? Are they called thestral? Is that what they are?
Thestrals are the ones you can only see when you've
no,
seen someone die.
No, are you
die.
Sure? They're not like gnar something.
Narwhals.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, not narwhals again, please.
Thestrals, I'm Googling.
Yeah, go have a Google.
Is a breed of winged horse with I'm a skeletal right. body, face with reptilian features and wide leathery wings that resemble a bat's.
So I thought they were called trestle, but that must be the type of table.
Thestrals.
So thestrals.
Trestle is a type of table. Trestle.
Trestle's a type of
but
table.
But are they,
yeah.
Were they, did they not use horses for them?
No. They're
for the tables, no.
No, just for the centre. Well, that's what my article says here. I just thought that was quite interesting. There was other stuff I thought was interesting in the article. When they were filming the stuff for the cats, Mrs. Norris and the other cat was...
Hermione's.
Crookshanks. And McGonagall turns into a cat, so they needed a cat for that.
Oh, yeah.
They got to do all their scenes on heated floors, because they were all filmed in like castles, like ruins and things like that. Westminster Abbey, is that where some of it was filmed? I don't know. So they all got heated floors, but none of the actors did. The actors all got cold, so the animals all got looked after. And they had four toads, and the toads were substituted in and out of a... No, terrarium is not the right word. whatever they live in, you know, with their little heat lamp and stuff.
Yeah, it is like a terrarium.
Yeah,
is it
that?
Yeah.
So a hot pond.
So there's lots of people making sure the animals are looked after and treated humanely. Oh. Can you treat an animal humanely?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems like an
oxymoron. That's more like a very philosophical.
Yeah.
Question. That's too big a debate for us. Podcast, that's not for our podcast. Do your best McGonagall impression.
I've always wanted to do that spell.
You Potter. There.
That was good. Great. Yeah. That was good.
I'll do mine. A sherbet lemon.
Oh, nice.
Password for Dumbledore's. Mm-hmm. Not my first time.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Password.
Not my first sherbet lemon. Could definitely hack into his email account. It's definitely going to be like sherbet lemon.
Yeah, actually, if you'd read all the books, the password changes to different muggle suites all the way through.
Well, I'm actually on the fourth book.
Okay.
And I've been that for about 4 months.
Hold on. Sorry, what?
I am that person who claims to be a really big Harry Potter fan but never read the books. I know, I'm very emotional about it. I know all the films really well, and then Ross just mentions Peeves and people like that, and I'm like, I don't
know. Oh, no. Yeah, of course.
I do know Peeves now. I've met Peeves.
Okay, you've met Peeves. I've met him. Right.
Okay. I started reading them when I was pregnant, like aloud.
Oh, really?
And then, yeah, and then I'd read it every night to the baby to get him to sleep, and now... I just sleep.
Yeah, that's quite an interesting... All the characters that they didn't put in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Peeves. And the fact
he's quite a big one.
Do you know how everybody thinks the third film's like the best film ever?
Mm.
See, I don't like it because it's not like the book.
Like, not like the book.
I think the book is done. I know everybody, you know, books are better. Mm. But actually, I think that because it's so different from the book... Like, that's why I'm not a man. I don't think it's the best one. I think maybe four is quite good. I quite like four.
It's a very chunky book. I'm reading on a Kindle, in fairness, so. But I do have the books. But I couldn't believe, because Ross has read the book so many times that he's like, wouldn't read them again because he's sick of them.
Yeah.
But I keep reading a page and I'm like, this is not in the movie.
Oh,
like,
what's, yeah,
who's your
be...
man, the painting, the guy that's like on a horse, like the knight?
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Like, that's quite a big deal in the book. And it's hold on. There's loads of stuff that's like a big deal in the book that's just not mentioned or really brushed over.
Like, is it the Headless Hunt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
the
don't talk about that, do they?
Yeah.
Do they talk about that in the film? I don't remember that in the film. Well, yeah.
Right, I'm ready. I'm geared up. I'm ready for it. I've had my tuna.
Yep. It is time for
Amy's science test.
Question one. Why do birds tweet and what are they saying?
Okay, I guess to communicate with people. With birds, with other birds.
Hello there.
Probably that answers the question. Why do they tweet? And then the next question is, what are they saying? I suppose you could say, what are they likely saying?
I reckon what I imagine is, you know, the scene in Friends. We reference Friends a lot. But you know the scene in Friends when Joey and his neighbour are just like, good morning, That's exactly what I think they're saying.
Okay.
Just going with that. That's what I would write down. I would just say, see Friends episodes. I think they're just chatting or just like, hey, I'm building a nest. Or like, hey, you coming around for a cuppa, or hey, can you watch the kids while I go and get a few worms for the lads?
Okay, I mean, you're not like 100% off. Like,
well, you actually know the answer.
So you are right that birds, like, they do tweet to communicate with each other. I mean, they're not singing.
Andy, do you know this?
Morning is here.
Is your name Dr. Doolittle?
I do. I know many things about birds. Yeah.
What's like good morning?
That's good morning. Wait, no, that's good morning from The Sound of Music. No, it's not. From Singing in the Rain. Sorry, Singing in the Rain.
I'm anyway. Morning is here. I am unsigned, in case anyone's wondering.
Harmonizing. So they're communicating sort of like either come hither, other bird, or get back. This is my space. So that's what it is. Come hither. Oh dear. Oh Ross, you need some new lines. So yeah, you were kind of half right. They are communicating with each other. And robins are the most aggressive birds. Ooh. So while they look super cute, they're actually quite aggressive when they're trying to argue against who should live where. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, second question. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're all quite animal related today. Why are dogs classed as one species, even though they vary enormously? So, like, all the species are, all the dogs are different.
Have we discussed this before? Is it not just the way their DNA is made up? You know how we're like 98% related to like chimps or to that kind of vibe?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming you need to be like 100%. Because we couldn't...
I'm just going to put this out.
No, but we couldn't mate with a chimp.
Mating. Now we're talking.
That's what I mean. So you can mate with...
So what's the difference between species?
That you can mate with a dog and make a dog. We're going to get into the whole liger thing in a second, but...
Oh!
You do remember some stuff.
You remember this.
You're so close. Get there.
Yeah, we have discussed this. And the fact that you've mentioned a liger is pretty... Like
Tiger Kiki.
Okay.
So I don't know, like if I was writing this down, I'm not really getting. I'm just imagine just be panicking.
Just
all you see is liger.
You can say the last 5 minutes have been your lesson, your essay plan. So what are you writing down now? You've had your plan.
I just had a bit of a brain dump.
Okay.
Love a brain dump.
I don't know, like. Why are we getting talking about ligers? Just that they need to be genetically similar and be able to mate makes them a dog.
And no, you're right. That's the first half of your answer.
So liger is not a species.
No, they're not a species. They're like a hybrid.
Yeah.
Like a cockapoo.
Oh.
Oh no, they're the same species but different sub.
I'm gonna put you out of your misery. So you are right. So all dogs are the same species because they can mate, and they can produce fertile offspring. So their children can go on and make other dogs, whereas a liger can't. So you can't make more ligers with ligers. So if two ligers got together, you can't make more ligers.
So they couldn't get pregnant, or what would they make? Either one tiger or one lion.
Neither. They wouldn't be able. They wouldn't be able to make anything.
What would it be like? IVF them.
It still won't kind of work.
Could we like IVF with like a chimp?
No, while our genetics are the same, well, you know, like you said, like 98 percent similar. There's enough in it that isn't the same, and actually, it's all to do with. And I only just found this out recently. It's all to do with. I think it's chromosome 2, might be chromosome 3, one of those chromosomes.
I think it's 2.
Okay, right. Well, do you know what? We'll go with 2 because I think it is 2. And
yeah,
what the difference is that chimpanzees and other apes and great apes and monkeys, their chromosome 2, where our chromosome 2 is in 2 bits, so our chromosome kind of looks like 2 people standing next to each other, their chromosome 2 is actually in 3 bits. So they technically have an extra chromosome that we don't necessarily have. And it's thought that ours is kind of just joined on. So slightly different. So that's mostly why you can't sort of have that sort of thing. So, so dogs are classed as one species. Even though they vary enormously, they just vary in why they've been bred for specific ways. So there's no like you know you've got hound dogs, you've got dogs that chase after rats, you've got hunting dogs, you've got dogs for the blind. Like, well, they're not specifically bred for the blind, but they are sort of
hunt and attack the blind.
They're ready, like they are suitable enough and trustworthy enough to be working dogs, essentially, and that's why. So, Amy,
hello.
Are double rainbows common?
I've seen some. Is it? I mean, like, that's just a yes or no question.
Yep.
Yes.
What's your answer? Yes or no?
Yes. But what do you classify as common? Like, is it... I would say yes. Or is it we're not actually... There's no such thing as double rainbows and it's refraction.
What is refraction?
Well, it is refraction.
Just got moved up a set.
So, Ross, do you want to explain, are double rainbows common?
No, I don't.
You don't want to explain it because you don't know?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, well, I'm going to say...
No.
They are refraction.
Okay, and you two have both successfully just answered that question.
Yay!
So well, but the whole point though is that rainbows are done by, or is perception, right? So it depends on where you are standing, versus the sun is the likely chance of where you're going to see it. So
yeah, that's why you they get a pot of gold.
Yeah, they probably are common, but actually. They're probably not. It's probably just people don't see the fainter parts of the rainbow on the outside, because rainbows are secretly circles.
A rainbow you see in by refraction and reflection, it's reflecting back off the water. Whereas
what water? Sometimes there's no water. Can you only see a rainbow when there's water?
Yeah.
What? No, seriously, I've not known this.
What? You're joking?
No.
Rain.
Oh. Oh, I'm thinking about the sea though.
What?
No, I thought you meant like that. Like,
why are you seeing rainbows in the sea?
That's what I thought you meant. I didn't think rainbow you meant actual raindrops.
Okay, right. So raindrops, yeah.
I thought you were meaning like a body of water.
No, that's refracting and reflecting through the drops of water. Whereas you get like a prism and you get a spectra produced from that, which is just the light sort of refracting through. But they're both splitting white light into different colours. I would call them both a spectrum.
You sound like Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory.
Thank you.
Lots of love.
Yeah, no. So I just, because apparently if you're in a plane and you see a rainbow, it's a circle.
Yeah.
Which I think is quite cool. Which kind of makes sense. Which is why we only see, is that right? Why we only see half a, like we see a semicircle because
the ground's in the way.
Yeah. So
if
there
you get to the end of it, pot of gold.
Luck of the Irish.
What a weird thing to make up.
Yeah, it's like when your kid's really annoying you, you just like, just go to the end of the rainbow there.
Yeah, or
there's a pot of gold.
If you're wanting them to walk home, just if you get to the end of the rainbow, there's a pot of gold.
So, I've got a question for you. This is a last question, but I'm going to slot it in later.
Hit me.
Well, actually, it's kind of for both of you. So, I've been hearing recently that it is not illegal, and the police won't pull you over, if you, while driving, turn on the interior lights. Have you guys heard this?
What?
So...
No, it is illegal.
It's not illegal.
It is.
No, it's not.
Debate. I don't know.
I can't tell if you're joking or not.
Why do we have lights?
I'm not joking.
Okay, it's definitely not illegal. But that's what parents say to stop the kids turning on.
Exactly. Have you already said, I was going to ask, have you already said it? Like, I feel it's one of those things that parents say because
you can't put it on once because then it's like a precedent, so it's just never been on.
He has been known just to continuously press it when you're driving and it's so
interesting.
Distracting.
Interesting. So there you go. So you heard it here first. It's a lie from the parents. Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So if you have a question that you would like to send in or want to correct us on any of our science that we have talked about, please email us at iReaditOS@gmail.com. Contact us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or TikTok at iReaditOS. Please do like, share, subscribe, listen to us wherever you possibly can, including on Alexa devices. Please leave us a review. Help us sort of get up the charts by leaving us some feedback. And we hope to see you again next week. Bye.
Oh. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.